No, there are people away from us that like to have the recording available, so we'll do that. But even though we're in a peaceful setting here, we can't see what's going on in hearts. And sometimes the outward appearance is in conflict and contradicts what's really going on the inside. And I'm not saying that about anybody here, but it's possible. But we live in a world where there's a lot of stress and anxiety. And when we think of that, the economy is something people worry about. The government shutting down, if you're dependent upon that for income, that causes stress. And all these things that are happening around us, we would think that in the 21st century, with all the technological advances, that all those problems would go away. But it, I think, only has provoked more problems. There's less peace, there's more worry, there's more anxiety. Well, when we live in an angry, hostile, and dying world, we need to have a resource to deal with that. You know, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do. And the Bible speaks to those sorts of things. And that's what we're going to dig into today, that God cares for you. We're told to do something in this verse, and we're told then why we are to do it. And we're going to just look at those two things. The first thing that we are to do is to cast all your anxiety on Him. Now, who would dare to give that invitation? Who would dare say, give me all your problems? You know, this Bible, the word that we have from God, is not simply American. The Bible is for the whole world. It's over 2,000 years old, but it's for the whole world. And when we think of that, what are the problems around the world? When God says, give me all your problems, cast all your cares on Him, what kind of problems are we talking about? We're talking about terrorism in the Middle East. We're talking about a government that's keeping people in poverty. We're talking about people that are living in Amazonia, in the jungles. And God says to them, as well as to us, cast all your cares on me. Because He can put the worry, the anxiety, and the fear to rest. Who would dare to give it? God offers that invitation. Well, who will hear the invitation? Who will actually hear it and say, that is good news? It's the humble. The humble who acknowledge their weakness. We can do something, but our strength is limited. And as far as dealing with our own inner heart, we can struggle and we can try, but it just creates more stress, anxiety. And so God says, cast your cares on Him. We can do something, but we need help. We need someone bigger than us, stronger than us, wiser than us. God invites us to come. There were two senior men a few years ago that were pulling a trailer across Goddard in Boise, across in front of Capitol High School. And they hit some bumps, and the trailer came off the ball, and it landed on the street. And that created some concern for them. And so they backed up to hook it up again. And these two elderly gentlemen, I'll say that, they're not here today, so I'll call them elderly. And they backed up to the trailer, and they got on each side of the tongue, and they lifted and couldn't lift it. And these men, and maybe 10 or 15 years earlier, would have had no problem with this. And all of a sudden, they have something that they have to do. They're in the middle of the road, and they can't get the tongue lifted up on their trailer. And it so happened that that there were two high school kids that were walking down the sidewalk, and they came over and they asked, well, can we help you? And they said, well, I don't know, but we need to get this tongue up on the ball and hooked up again. And these young fellows lifted it up and stuck it on the tongue. I believe that was humbling. You know, it's humbling for us to realize, I can't do this. And when it comes to our own hearts, when it comes to our own lives, and when it comes to dealing with spiritual things, we realize, I'm up against something and I can't do this. I need somebody. I need help. If we backed up just a little bit, we'd understand what God does and how important it is to be humble and to recognize God as the all-powerful one and not resist him. Just earlier, he says, the Bible says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Well, how do we give God all our worries? The word here in the Bible, it says cast. Cast. Sometimes when I come into the church, there's on the phone, there's a light blinking. And someone has left a message. And so part of my day starts with answering any messages that are on the phone. And you know the response I get back when I call someone that's left a message? I'm so glad you called. Why? Because they didn't want to leave a lengthy message on my phone and not talk to anybody, not get any response. And so they want someone to please call me back. And when we call back, what has happened? There's been a connection between two people. You know, when we talk about casting all our cares on him because he cares for us, we're talking about prayer. We're talking about talking to God. But we're talking person to person. It's futile to throw up prayers and not know where they're going. Not knowing where there's going to be a response. Is this person listening? Do they care? Do they just punch delete and don't even pay any attention? Cast all your cares on him because God wants us to talk to him person to person. Know that we have a response from the Creator, from God Almighty, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. The one who can help. Well, why do it? The second part of the verse says, because he cares for you. Because he cares. Praying and experiencing God's answer is a matter of trust. And we need to trust him. As I was reading about this, there was a commentator who said, what God is expressing to us is that anxiety or trust is a matter of choice. If you're worrying, and some people say, well, I'm just a worrywart. Good luck with that. But if we're worrying, it's a matter of choice. We've made up our mind to do that and not release it to God, not ask for his help, not put it in his hands. He said, cast your cares on me because he cares for you. It's a matter of trust. So I'd like to delve into this just a little bit. When we call on God, call out to God, do we call out to him as a foreigner or as a loved one, a member of his family? You call out to him as a foreigner, as someone who doesn't really know him, but I'm going to call out to him. You know, we have a lot of that go on when there's accidents and when there's something really critical. And someone will say, well, I've prayed and I hope God helps somehow. But calling as a foreigner, someone who doesn't really know the Lord. And so, as we know what God has done for us through Jesus, we trust. We trust the Lord. There are a couple verses in the Old Testament that I'd like to refer to. And if you have your Bibles, the first one is Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59 and the first two verses. And it says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." A person is a foreigner to God because of what? There's a separation because of sin. Iniquities and sins. Things that are offensive to God, and we've rebelled against him and said, "No, I really don't want you to direct my life. If you want to help me now, that'd be good. But I don't really want you and your presence in my life." And that has made a separation between us and our God. And so in Isaiah again, in chapter 53 and verse 6, says, "We all like sheep," we're all in the same boat here, "we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, my way's best. And the Lord has laid on him," the Lord Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." The Lord Jesus died on the cross to reconcile us to the Father so that we don't have to come to God as a foreigner. "But as many as received him," the Bible says, "to them he gave the authority to be called children of God, even to those that believe on his name." The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Peter also, in this same book, in chapter 3 and verse 18, said, "Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." So we don't have to live in with our anxieties, our worries, the stresses, the concerns in our lives, and wonder if God's going to help us. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He cares for you enough that his son died on the cross for you. He was buried and he rose again victorious. And he's the one who reconciles us to God through his blood. Therefore, Romans 5:1 says, "Since we've been justified through faith, since we trust God, since we believe that Jesus died for us, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the God who invites us in love to come into his family through the sin-cleansing work of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the God who dares to say, "Give me your worries, your anxieties, and agitations, and we trust God to be in control, weaving our lives into his perfect will and purpose because he cares for us." I'd like for us to pray. Let's pray together. And I'd also like to give you an opportunity. We're just going to be thinking individually, responding individually. Do I trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, the one who saves me from my sin, the one who had my sins laid on him on the cross, and he fully paid the penalty of my sin? Have you done that? In your heart, can you respond to the Lord? "Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive my sin. Guide my life." Heavenly Father, we as people need you. You are our Creator. You made us to respond to you, that we might have fellowship with you, that we might know the reconciliation and the freedom from the destructive sins and the iniquities in our life, our trespasses. I thank you that we can know the freedom, that we can experience the peace, that we can have the fulfillment and the abundant life that Jesus promised. He came that we might have life and have it to the full, have it abundantly. I thank you that as we are here together, we can respond in the fellowship that we enjoy after this meeting. but we can have help too. And Lord, lay it on our hearts to be open to hear those who would say, I need some help with this, and pray together. So help us to be spiritually minded today in following you, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have one more song, The Carer's Chorus. Oh, bones.